You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 182. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello. It's Marisa here for a very quick, this is really just a preview, a teaser, a sneak peek, not quite, a teaser for a podcast series I've been promising for a long time. And I just wanted to pop this episode in on our usual Thursday day and let you know that this series will begin on Mother's Day this Sunday, May 10th, 2020. And I was just looking back and realized I haven't just talked to you and I, in a while. I've had a number of guests on. I hope that you have enjoyed tuning into all of them. I've heard that you've been feeling inspired and you love listening to everyone's stories. And I love having conversations with all of my guests. It is so fun. But let's talk about what's coming on Sunday. I am going to begin the story of my fertility journey, my journey to motherhood. And I have not recorded the first episode yet, so I can't give you a ton of details as to exactly how it's going to go down. It will not be all in one episode. It will be a series. I haven't yet decided. I imagine that I will split it up in between my usual content here. This category falls under life. I say we talk about life, creativity, and business, and this definitely falls under the life category. However, this has been a huge influence on my work. And I intend to talk to you about all of that through this process as well. So this is going to be very related to my creative business. But the primary reason I am choosing to share this with you, because I've said before, this isn't the story I'm most excited to tell. Not at all. That's why I haven't recorded it yet. I guarantee I'll be waiting up until pretty close to the last minute. And that's perfectly okay by me. I've been recording them in my mind for a while, so I'm sure it will just flow out as it does. There won't be a very specific, methodical teaching point to this series, but the reason I want to share it is because I just can't wait anymore on holding back on knowledge, any experience, a shared experience that I can offer you that could soothe you and comfort you. I've seen recently a friend on social media going through this and openly talking about the pain she is feeling, and I just thought, I know I can help you. So I'm giving you this quick heads up. I can help you or someone you know who is going through. If you notice, I intentionally don't call it infertility because I don't like that word. I don't, and I'm actually technically not infertile. So people sort of use that word I'll explain more in my journey and what's been going on with me in my body and health related to this journey. People sort of throw that word around and I just call it fertility because it's all one and the same. And I don't like to use that label. So if you know someone who is going through a fertility journey and they're wanting to have their family as well, and maybe it's not quite looking the way they intended, or they're just on this journey, which, let's be honest, can be extremely painful and feel very lonely sometimes, many times, I want you to share this with them. So I want you to let them know that Sunday will be the first installment. I will give a little bit more backstory then. and we'll just see how this goes. I also have the right to share episode one with you and decide I'm not ever going to do it again, but I doubt that will happen. I feel ready to share it with you. It felt like Mother's Day would be a perfect time for me to begin, and it's just, you know, like many of you out there right now, I don't want to waste time with this anymore. I'm just waiting because I might, you know, I'm being cautious for someone I don't even know and what they will think about my story. And I've talked about this many times on the podcast, but I simply just am not going to live hiding behind that kind of ridiculous reason not to share something I know will help someone. That's the goal. I want to offer some soothing to you, some comfort, some encouragement, some inspiration, and also just education, knowledge, things that might save you a lot of money, a lot of loss, might give you information on resources, all of the above. As I say this to you now, I think, oh my goodness, why haven't I done this sooner? But the truth is, as I'm sure you can imagine, I've just had to be ready for it. And I am now. You've heard me quote unquote threaten it for a while. All right, game on. By me releasing this episode, you know I will be accountable to you, and look for the first installment coming on this Sunday. So until then, continued health, good health, wellness, creativity, joy. I'm sending you all the light I can through this episode. I hope you are doing well. And I will speak with you again Sunday. And I do wish you an early Mother's Day wish to all the mamas who might be listening right now. I will also celebrate you on Sunday. But I do want to share the beginning of this story on Mother's Day this year. So I'm thinking of you. Thank you for continuing to tune into the Creative Thursday podcast. I appreciate in advance your understanding with me exploring this topic. There was a thought of making a separate podcast. And as you can imagine, having one podcast with what I am also accomplishing in my small business is more than plenty. What I will tell you though is that if this turns into a series, I will look at creating a special channel where we can put all the episodes together. Should you want to send it specifically to someone who's going through this and say, okay, just you can binge listen if you feel inspired to all of Marisa's episodes in one place. I am already thinking of this as an option, but for now, this will be a part of Creative Thursday, and I will decide how we move forward, if it will be in between other episodes. But I promise, if you're not going through this, it will also be of interest to you, because it really is about how are you maneuvering through any challenge in your life, maybe one that goes on for longer than you anticipated. How do you infuse that or balance that within your personal life and within making art and within building your business? All of that, it's been a very big part of my story in the background. And so now I'm bringing this part of my story into the foreground, also as an opportunity to do some healing and letting go of what I've been kind of holding on to for myself. So I thank you in advance for tuning in. I appreciate the opportunity to share, and here we go. I'll see you on Sunday. Until then, have a beautiful Creative Thursday. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode as soon as it drops. And in this particular closing, I want to again remind you to share this podcast with anyone in your life who may be going through fertility challenges, who could use some extra support and care and knowledge and guidance right now, just to know that they're a little bit less alone. And also, If you are enjoying the podcast, please leave a review. Reviews help immensely in getting the podcast out there. So if this is really helpful for you, this fertility series, please leave a review. It will bring it to the attention of more people and help more people. So I thank you in advance for leaving your review as well. Thank you again for listening. I'll talk to you on Sunday.